Hey, Kikau.
What character from Pinocchio went on to make appearances in Fun and Fancy Free, Mickey's Christmas Carol, and Mickey's and the Mickey Mouse Club?
I'm going to say Jiminy Cricket.
Correct.
All right. According to the song Friend Like Me from Aladdin.
Yes.
If life is a restaurant, who is Aladdin's maitre d'?
The genie? I'm your maitre d',
yeah,
right?
That's right.
Good question. What four holidays are separate? What four holidays are celebrated in Walt Disney's Carousel of Progress at Walt Disney World?
Okay, Christmas.
Yes.
Thanksgiving. 4th of July.
Yes.
And, oh, it's the first little one. Halloween?
That is correct. But one is wrong.
Oh.
It's Christmas, Halloween, 4th of July, and Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay. Love it. In the animated featurette, Mickey and the Beanstalk, what does Mickey trade for the magic beans? A cow, four chickens, or a pig?
A cow.
I got it right?
You got it right.
Hey guys, my name is Jacob.
And this is Kikau, and we are the hosts of
Main Street and Beyond.
Main Street and Beyond.
No, you can't say it. I say it, not you.
You say all of it. You say all of it.
No.
I'll say my name.
No,
ready?
You say, okay. Hi guys, this is Jacob.
And this is Kikau. And together we are hosts of Main Street
and Beyond. I don't think that's right either.
Boo! Hello, boys and ghouls. This is our Halloween episode. We're going to talk all about what fun things there are to do at Disneyland and even Disney World during Halloween.
Yes, I love Halloween. I love this holiday. And it's so fun at the parks.
Such a fun thing to do in Disneyland,
yes,
and in Disney World. Now, we've both been to the Halloween parties, the not-so-scary event in Disney World, specifically Magic Kingdom, and then also Mickey's Halloween party at Disneyland Park.
That's right.
So we're experts.
Correct, we are. I've been twice, once in Florida and once in California.
Yeah, and I've been two times in Florida and once in Disneyland.
Right, and we'll be going hopefully soon.
Yeah,
to the one this year. So some things that happen during that. Tell us about, like, what did you love about it?
Okay, so the Disney, basically, just to be very clear, it's a special event that you actually have to purchase tickets for. So even if you're a season pass holder, annual pass holder, you have to still purchase a ticket for these days.
Right.
And typically it's from either 6 to 11 or 7 to 12, depending on what night. It is also on special nights, so it's not every night. You actually have to, like, look up and see if you can get them. The tickets are could be between $63 to, like, $80, depending on which day you're looking for. But it's totally worth it. Essentially, how it works is you get your ticket, and the parks are open to you at around 4 o'clock, and the actual party or event starts at 7. So you could potentially not have an annual pass or just go and purchase one of these tickets and get admission into the park around 4 o'clock, and then they basically usher out people who don't have tickets by not giving them a band on their arm. And then they have this, they start handing out, they give you two things. One, some sort of bag to collect candy, and we'll talk about that in a second. And two, they give you a special map. And the special map shows where you could trick-or-treat and shows you which rides are open, because typically not everything is open in the park, because it's for a limited amount of people. Also, at these events, you have special characters. Now, if it's 3 years in a row that I've seen Jack Skellington, and sometimes he's with other, you know, villains and such. And then there are special parades and special shows that they offer. And special fireworks. So that's basically, like, the gist of it.
It's a really fun time. If you haven't been, I highly suggest going. But like you said, it is a ticket that you have to purchase extra. So your annual passes, our annual passes don't work on those nights. Mm-hmm. We would have to purchase this ticket. I also suggest if you are going and you felt like it's your vacation and you happen to be there at one of these days on your vacation, take the day, spend the day at the pool. Go to Downtown Disney or Disney Springs. Use that morning time to kind of relax and around your hotel or whatever. Go to Trader Sam's, have a lunch. Do a monorail crawl and see the other resorts, possibly. And then go into the park that night. Like, don't double go to the park. Like, don't pay for the whole day and then pay for the party because you're double paying for that day at the park. It seems crazy to do that. So we've made that mistake, is why I say. We paid for the day, went to the park, came back, got dressed up, went back to the park, and we had to pay another admission to get back in. So don't do that.
Now, this segues into dressing up. The very first year I went, I was with Derek, and we wore, like, Halloween shirts, but we just didn't realize how full out it was going to be, and this is, like, the opportunity that people take to, like, dress up. You could tell that they spend lots of money and or time and or, you know, purchase things at the store, but definitely everyone thinks about this, and it doesn't matter how old you are, you should dress up, to go to one of these events. And, you know, the first Halloween party, at least at Disneyland, is September 25th. So the expectation is, like, you're going to have a costume on September 25th. I'm just saying that out loud. And it just sort of enhances the whole night. Every time that we've gone since, just 2 years ago, we dressed up as the characters from 100 Acre Woods. I was Tigger and Jacob was...
Winnie the Pooh,
perfect.
It was so fun.
And we were with other people as well.
Yeah, there was a whole group. So we had, like, Eeyore, Piglet, we had Rabbit.
And Christopher Robin.
Yeah. And they were... all those characters, Pooh characters, were doing a meet and greet. Remember that? Mm-hmm. So it was so fun. We got there and we were... The whole night was, like, find these Pooh characters. And we finally found them. And then the girl was, like... the handler was like, oh, I'm sorry, like, that's the last ones of the evening. And we were like, no, look at us. We are dressed, we are grown men dressed as Winnie the Pooh characters. We have to see them. And so then I think the supervisor came over and saw us or something, and she was like, can you guys just wait right here for a second? And then, like, there was a lot of talking and blah, 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 and she came back and we got in. Such a magical moment. Thank you so much for that. But it was so fun to get a photo with the characters dressed as the characters.
And then that brings to last year, which is we went to Disneyland, the party, with some of our fellow classmates and friends, and dressed up as the Peter Pan characters. And then they also were featured. You could take pictures with them. So we waited in line. It was one of the last activities we did. Took pictures with them, and we'll show you both of those pictures.
It was so fun. Yeah, we'll put them on our Facebook page. So go over there, like our Facebook page. We've got a lot of stuff over there for you.
So in terms of the party, that you could do the Halloween Screams Fireworks Spectacular, which is one of my favorite fireworks shows.
It's really the best.
So good.
Like, really good.
They also this year are doing Paint the Night parade performances. So I'm assuming that means they're just showing Paint the Night, and maybe there's going to be some sort of Halloween.
Yeah, I don't think there's a Halloween parade in Disneyland this year. I could be wrong, but I'm literally looking
at it right now.
But I haven't seen anything that says... like a special Halloween parade. Now, so, I know they do Boo to You in Disney World.
Which is the best.
Hands down, the best parade.
I have never YouTubed a parade more in my life. I love it.
Now, do you think it rivals Paint the Night? Like, where do you put it?
I think Boo to You is better than Paint the Night.
I do too, but I feel like a lot of people are like,
no,
gasping right
no,
now.
No, 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 but it has to do, just because Paint the Night is new, it doesn't make it any less of a parade in general, but that Boo to You is just so fun, and there's so many people, and there's so many dancers, and yeah. It's just fun. It's like,
it really is a great, really fun parade. I enjoy that parade. I think it is by far the best parade.
Trick-or-treating, as I mentioned before, in nearly 50 locations throughout the park, and they, of course, suggest that you come in costume, which is not a suggestion, but really a must.
What I want to say about that is you will be in the minority if you don't have a costume.
Right.
That is, so don't worry about that. Everybody dress up. And we've seen some really cool ones, like really like family group ones, like mm-hmm. that. The Incredibles was so fun.
Full family event. Yeah.
Yeah. Like mom and dad, kids. It's so fun.
And also we should say that, I mean, both the Halloween party and Not So Scary, the whole point is that Disney is offering a family event for you. It's not going to be the scary Halloween things that they offer at Knott's Scary Farm or at these other right. places where it's a little bit tinged toward scaring you. This is like fun family popcorn and, you know, candy right. kind of event.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that I just want to mention is that, as I said, you have 3 hours before the actual party to go into the park, and you get complimentary parking for one vehicle if you purchase the ticket. So if you have a ticket, parking's typically $17, but you get a complimentary parking if you are just there for the party.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. That's kinda fun. Cool. That's nice. Let's talk about trick-or-treating. Remember that year we went and like we came back with like bank.
Oh, like so much.
They were just going in those buckets and just pulling out like handfuls of candy and putting them in our bag.
I mean, and here's the thing. It's like good candy.
It's good candy. It's yeah. like, I don't know if it's full. It's not like full size candy bar, but it's like medium size candy bar. It's more than fun size.
It is no secret that my favorite candy of all time is a Sour Patch Kid. I love them.
You love a Sour Patch.
But they didn't. That would be like ultimate. But they did have my second favorite, which is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. They yep. had them. Like, and I was like, I can't believe it.
And not those mini butter cups. Uh-huh. Like full cups.
So good.
Yeah, so really good. Really, like, A-plus on the candy. Distribution and choice of candy.
Now, you do have to, in both parks, they encourage you to go to the stations. There are either pumpkins or people holding pumpkin lights. Like, there's certain stations that you can get candy at. It's not just in one place.
No, it's all around the park.
Yeah, all around the park. But
it's just a great way to see
so
the park.
So fun.
You know.
So fun.
And all the like magical other stuff that they do for the Halloween time, all the jack-o'-lanterns on Main Street, like take time, see all that stuff, just stroll around, kind of see the extras, the fun extras that happen is what I would suggest.
So now, in addition to the rides that will be open and available, they have seasonal versions of two of our favorite attractions, Space Mountain Ghost Galaxy and the Haunted Mansion Holiday. So yeah. those two rides will, by the time of these parties, will be open and themed to those scary events. You know, the scarier versions of the rides or whatever.
Right. Like, so I think there's like new music for Space Mountain uh-huh. and some projections are new, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I remember that being kind of like freaking me out a little bit because I'm so used to the ride. But uh-huh. then it was like, oh my gosh, this is new. And then the Haunted Mansion, of course, is
Nightmare Before Christmas, which is huge and totally popular. And expect, even on these party nights, which have maybe, you know, a fourth of what normally would be populating the park, that line will still be crazy.
You will wait in line for that.
Yeah, that is not
that is absolutely
do
true.
Not be surprised.
But kind of fun, because the gingerbread house is different every year, so mm-hmm. I'm excited to see what this year's gingerbread house
yeah,
will be.
Yeah, last year, the gingerbread came out, and it was being stabbed with, wasn't it, right? The house sort of opened up, and it was...
And it had, like, teeth or something,
teeth.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know
good.
What they'll do this year. But I do know that the Hatbox Ghost is staying in, so they're not taking that out.
Great.
So they just put it in. And this year, right? And so they're not, it's not, it will still be there for
the Nightmare Before Christmas, which is awesome. They do say, as when I'm talking about these rides, that the rides actually were changed over on September 11th, so they're actually open already, running these the holiday versions of these Ghost Galaxy and Haunted Mansion. And it does say that it runs through November 1st, but they actually were, I was there on the final day of it, and it was like November 6th, so there was a little bit of a carryover to these rides. So
just not publicized?
Yeah, so if you happen to be around, I mean, it just, for whatever reason, last year, it was open for a little bit longer.
Do they not keep Nightmare Before Christmas open through Christmas?
Oh, they do, but what the Ghost Galaxy is
Ghost
the one I'm...
Ghost Galaxy goes away.
I happened to be there, like, on November 5th, and then I also happened to be there on November 6th, and it was there on the 5th, but not on the 6th. It was one of those things where there was a little bit of a carryover to the next day.
Wow.
We will also see special appearances by Disney villains, including some rarely seen scoundrels. So what have been some of your favorite villains that you've seen?
Oh my gosh, my favorite villains.
In Disney World, they have that little had that little villain show, but this year I think it's going to be like Hocus Pocus.
Really?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I haven't been keeping up with the Disney World news because I'm not there. But
they had, all of your favorite.
Yeah.
All of your favorite films.
And I think they do a little show. Don't they do a show in Disneyland? I don't know. I hate guessing, but I feel like there's one.
We'll definitely see them.
Yeah. I just love all the villains. I love that they're out during that time. Yeah, because didn't they do, like, at Disney World, also there's like a villain takeover night, maybe? Was that at, the studios?
Okay.
I think that was really popular. I don't know if they're doing that again.
If they still do it.
But that was really cool. Anyway,
and then
sounded cool.
Finally, just to transition this, frightfully festive food offerings. So treats and goodies fit for goblins of all ages. This is like actual restaurants and places that you would normally eat. Each of them are offering a
little
special treat.
Yeah, it seems like pumpkin. The pumpkin is taking over Disneyland and California.
And
Disney's
what are your
California
favorite
adventure.
Things that you've seen on the internet?
Well, of course, you know, I do love those pumpkin beignets. Those are coming back, which are a definite treat. Everything seems to be... There's like a new pumpkin twist at Cozy Cone that's coming out.
Oh!
Yeah, that looks fun.
So it's
kind
of like the cheddar twist, but instead of the cheddar, it's pumpkin.
Yeah, I get... It looks like a bread twist, but it's going to have some kind of pumpkin maybe in the bread dough.
Done.
And then maybe like cinnamon along with that twisted in. Lots of places are having like pumpkin pie. You can get that at V8's, Flo's, V8's. There's this... Big Thunder Ranch has basically, it's like a bazooki from
BJ's,
if you've ever been there. It looks like this, like, cookie baked with, like, ice cream and caramel on top.
Oh, my gosh.
It looks delicious. I can't wait. I'm going for that. That is on the list, my friends.
And you also need to go because that will be closing soon. This will be the last,
this is the last Halloween
season
for, that. Yeah.
For it because you'll be... they're renovating all of that back there for the Star Wars area, so it is going soon.
And there's
some
fun, there's some like fun martinis at Carthay Circle.
Ooh.
And other places. Poison Apple Teeny.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
The last time we were there, there was a whole group of things at the bakery that you can get that were themed to Maleficent, the Day of the Dead. We got a Rice Krispie treat that has, like, you know, the painted skull on it. That was the seasonal crispy, which are so good.
I love those.
So good.
And tip, if you get the Minnie Mouse one, more stuff on it.
Well, but I don't know if this is real. Maybe our listeners will help us. But if you have a choice between a Mickey and a Minnie, those Minnies have, like, just an extra little bow or something that's, like, extra. They cost the same, but... I think it's a tiny little bit more on the girls' version. So there were two options, the Day of the Dead male version and the female. And I got Derek the female because it just had an extra little bow.
But also on the Diamond Celebration. Mm. The one that you got me had a bow and like more buttons on it or little sugary things. I don't know. It probably costs the same, but it just feels like you're just you're getting a little more for your money. And anytime you can do that at Disneyland, I think is a good thing because it's, you know, costly.
No, something they did last year, and I don't know if they're going to do again, but they offered the opportunity to purchase, in addition of your meal at four restaurants, you could get these little banners that were basically the Mickey Mouse version of the Haunted Mansion, like in that
the
first
portraits.
The portraits, Haunted Mansion portraits. So part of it, part of the fun of it, doing it last year, was actually trying the different restaurants. And of course, since I've been to all four of the restaurants and a couple times, but you basically had to spend like $30, and then you could purchase it. Purchase the little poster for $5.95 or something. It's just like a little add-on. And so it made it a fun thing to check them all off to sort of get them all. And it was fun to try the different restaurants. And we've collected all four. We have one is, you know, it's like Minnie Mouse doing the ballet across the she's in her pointe shoes crossing the
tightrope,
right. And it's just kind of a cool little thing. I don't know if they might do something similar this year or not. I hope so.
Because it was really fun. It was a great way to like visit all the restaurants.
Yeah, it sort of forced us to like, at one point I was like, no, we've got to eat here.
We have to eat at French Market.
Yeah.
We need this poster.
And I'm thankful for that because French Market is one of my favorite places to eat.
It's awesome. Yeah. It is so good. That food is good. It's reasonable.
Listen, if y'all are just there for a day, and you're looking for something to eat and you want something that tastes like home cooking and, you know, is semi-healthy, I guess, for you in that it's not fried or, you know, right. It's really cooked in real food. French Market is the way to go.
And for Halloween, they have a Haunted Mansion cake. I don't know what that is.
Oh,
but it sounds great. And they have a pumpkin cheesecake.
Yum. Oh, yeah. That sounds good.
I don't know. I'm excited. I love Halloween. I love it at that time.
Yeah, this is a great, great time of year. It sometimes gets a little lost because the weather is great in Southern California, so you have to pretend like it's fall sometimes.
Yeah.
But it'll get there.
You're like, ooh, this apple cider is so delicious. It's 99 degrees outside, but
Right. Yeah,
so.
Awesome. Well, we will see you guys at the parks. Get your tickets for Mickey's Halloween party in Disneyland.
Oh my gosh, yes. Let us know what night you're going to go, because hopefully maybe it'll be the night we're there and we can say hello.
Oh my gosh.
Awesome.
Boo.
Boo.
To you.
Happy Halloween.
Boo.
To you.
Boo.
We love that parade. All right, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. It's awesome. Each week we're just so thrilled that people are listening to us, and it's really been fun. So thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye, guys. See you in the parks.